the fourth Sunday in Advent. The epistle is taken from the first letter to the Corinthians. Brethren, let a man so account us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Now here it is it required in the stewards that a man be found trustworthy. But with me it is a very small matter to be judged by you or by man's tribunal. Nay, I do not even judge my own self, for I have nothing on my conscience, and yet I am not thereby justified. But he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore pass no judgment before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and make manifest the counsel of heart. And then everyone will have his praise from God. Please stand for the gospel. Now, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was procurator of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, Philip, his brother, tetrarch of the district of Ituria at Trachonitis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Albilina, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of the Lord came to John, the son of Zachary, in the desert. And he went into all the region about the Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins, as is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet. The voice of one crying in the desert, make ready the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked way shall be made straight, and the rough way smooth, and all mankind shall see the salvation of God. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, the fourth Sunday of Advent is known as Rerate Caeli Sunday. This is the introit for today, Rerate Caeli, which is also used for the Mass of Our Lady, which is why we have the Rerate Mass. It's the same beginning words, but it comes from this Sunday's Mass in the introit. Drop down, do you heavens from above, and let the clouds rain the just. Let the earth be opened and bud forth a Savior. It is a little poetic prophecy from the Old Testament about the coming of our Lord. Our Lord is coming to save us. He is the Savior. And what is he saving us from? He's saving us from the judgment to come. St. Paul, in today's epistle, is talking a lot about judgment. Now, it's a very confusing epistle, and we have to understand the circumstances there in Corinth when he was writing it. The Corinthians, remember, Corinth was kind of a wild city. It was a port town, but it had two ports. It was on a peninsula, and so they had ports on either side, and it was notorious in the ancient world. And the faithful there, the converts there, they fell into this temptation that they were judging the priests and bishops. They were judging the ministers of God as being faithful or unfaithful, as being with God or against Him. And so St. Paul is addressing this. He says, let a man so account us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. So he's saying that the priests and the bishops, we are servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. What does that mean? The mysteries are the hidden knowledge, but also the sacraments. Remember, sacrament means mystery. The stewards of the sacraments of God. So he's referring to priests and bishops. And he says, now here is it required in a steward that a man be found trustworthy. So a priest and a bishop should be trustworthy. It's true. But the Corinthians were kind of judging them, saying this man is bad and this man is good, causing divisions. And then what does he say? But with me, it is a very small matter to be judged by you or by man's tribunal. Nay, I do not even judge my own self. He says it's not important that someone judges me, or that the government, a man's tribunal, judges me. That's not what's important. It's a very small thing to be judged by someone else. Now, we don't want to focus on the fact that they're judging the priests and the bishops. just want to understand, what is he trying to teach here about judgment and judging other people? You know, a number of months ago, someone said, who am I to judge? And the media took that and ran with it. And when we look at what he actually said in that statement, it is actually in conformity with what St. Paul is saying here. It's not what the media presented it to be. Because it is presented in the sense that, who am I to judge? Well, you're not supposed to judge anyone at any time. That you can't judge a person by what they do, that you have to give them the freedom to do that. That's not what the Holy Father said meant when he said that. And that's not what our Catholic faith teaches. What do we mean when we talk about judging? It's referring to judging someone guilty of a sin. This is what the Corinthians were doing. And this is what St. Paul is referring to. That if someone judges me of a sin, it's not an important matter. Who is the judge? It is Christ. He is the one who judges whether one is guilty of a sin or not. Now, we have to remember that a mortal sin requires three things. A mortal sin. You have to have full knowledge, full consent, and it has to be gravely sinful. That is, the matter of the sin has to be mortal in and of itself. We call it a grave sin. You have to know it, and you have to do it. And when you do that, it's a mortal sin in which you cut yourself off from God. You say no to God, you lose the grace within you, you lose the indwelling of the Trinity, and if you die in that state, you will be found guilty, you will be judged guilty by Christ and go to hell. That's a mortal sin. But here's the difficulty with that, is that we cannot judge another person guilty of a mortal sin. Why? Because we don't know the person's interior disposition. We don't know whether they had full intent, whether they had full knowledge. We don't know that. And so this is why here St. Paul and the tradition of the church is that we can't really make that judgment. However, what we can do is we can judge the action. We can say that action is gravely sinful. Or sometimes people say, well, that's a mortal sin. But when we say that, we have to be careful. That action is gravely sinful. It is serious enough that if you do it with full knowledge and full intent, it's a mortal sin. And that action shouldn't be done. We can make that judgment. And it's important for us to understand this. We can make judgments about actions. We just cannot make the judgment about a person's interior guilt or innocence in reference to Christ. As a matter of fact, it's very difficult for ourselves to even judge whether we're guilty or innocent. This is why a lot of times in the confession, the priest has to spend some time with the person asking questions, trying to bring that out. It's difficult for even us to understand that. And St. Paul even goes on. He says that, nay, I do not even judge my own self, for I have nothing on my conscience, and yet I am not thereby justified. But he who judges me is the Lord. He says, just because I am not, don't remember anything, or I don't think I'm guilty of anything, doesn't mean that I'm not guilty of something. I may have committed a mortal sin and forgot about it. And that might still be on my soul. Now, if you go to confession with a forgotten mortal sin, it's forgiven, so we don't want to get scrupulous about this. But we need to remember that I don't justify myself by my own judgment. So therefore, I can't justify other people with my judgment. I can't say, well, you're going to go to heaven and you're going to go to hell. I can't do that. I can't even really do it for myself. It is for Christ to make that determination based upon our interior state. It's important for us to remember this. So when the Holy Father said that, He was referring to that interior state of the soul. He says, who am I to judge whether someone is united to Christ or not? I can't make that statement. And neither can me, and neither can you. Nobody can. However, we can say that activity is sinful. So we can use an example. So someone who is, engaging in, heroin, a heroin user, someone who uses that. This is a serious sin. This is a serious drug. It is gravely sinful. And so the person who is doing that is destroying themselves. They're destroying their life. They're destroying all their relationships, their friendships, their marriage, if they're married, their family. They're destroying their relationship with God by doing it. It is a serious sin, and it is very destructive. But the question is, we can look at that and we can say, yes, that is gravely sinful. But we don't know the person's interior disposition. Are they doing it with full knowledge and full consent? Or are they, because they're an addict, the addiction is so strong that they can't fight it, or it's hard to fight it, and they give in easily? We don't know. They may love it. It may be their God, in which case, yeah, they are guilty, even though they're addicted. Or they may hate it. It may lead to the self-loathing and hatred that often accompanies addiction, in which they recognize their slavery to it. In which case, we could say their will has been compromised. In which case, they might not be guilty of a mortal sin. It's between them and Christ. So we can't judge that. We can't judge their interior state. But we can say that activity is bad and it should stop. And we should try to help them to stop. And we shouldn't tolerate it. We shouldn't have laws that permit it. We should have laws that say it's wrong. But we can't say that person is going to go to hell because of that. So, St. Paul then goes on. He says, therefore, pass no judgment before the time. What time? The end of time. Until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the things hidden in the darkness. That's referring to the intellect, darkness of the mind. And make manifest the counsel of the hearts, that is your will. And then everyone will have his recompense from God. So, it's for us to remember this. Christ comes to save us, and that he gives us the ability to make our lives in union with his. That he comes to save us from our sins. He comes for each one of us. And it is for us during this season of Advent to think about that. To think about, how am I really striving to be in union with Christ? Am I really putting him first in my life? This is what we're supposed to think about. Judging other people, we need to set aside. We need to look at ourselves and judge ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.